Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors say they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. Country's National Security Council met Saturday to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour. He also urged everyone to continue to live normally and in a calm way. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attacks in March on the Brussels airport and subway that left 32 dead. European Union has published details of its decision extending sanctions against Russia for its 2014 takeover of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, saying it continues to oppose the illegal annexation and does not recognize it. Extended penalties include asset freezes and visa bans against nearly 150 Russians, as well as 37 entities that an EU statement described as responsible for action against Ukraine's territorial integrity. Iraqi special forces continuing operations in Fallujah after announcing most of the city had been taken from the Islamic State. Officials have said the jihadists are fleeing the city by mingling with civilians. French news agency says at least 20,000 people have left in recent hours. An Egyptian court has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to another life term in prison for allegedly seeking and leaking state secrets. The court also sentenced to death six Morsi co-defendants. This is VOA News.